righty. Went under the radar, but we highlighted this morning very important executive order, and that's signed by the President of the United States. And it's part of a spotlight segment on Long Island where Dr. Lewis Tepperman will join us. He is the Vice Chair of Surgery over the North Shore University Hospital, Director of Organ Transplantation at Northwell Health. And we welcome Dr. Tepperman. How are you, sir?
How are
Great
you
to
today?
Have you here
nice
this morning.
To be here.
I'm doing well, doing well. Very important information transpiring yesterday with the president signing Dr. Tepperman an executive order, all aimed at transforming kidney care for the more than 37 million Americans with kidney disease. Let's go over it. Let's get your assessment of it all.
Well, this is a major problem in the U.S., and we applaud the president for, with the stroke of the pen, trying to help people, one on dialysis and also getting transplanted quicker. It's over $100 billion to our GDP. And so with all these people waiting for transplants, there are 112,000 people waiting for transplants in the United States. And last year we only did 36,000. And most of them were kidneys. But the problem is if you're on dialysis, and you can be on dialysis at home or in a center, and it's much better to be at home, 50% of people will die within 5 years. The key is to get them transplanted. So he's put an executive order in place, one, to make dialysis easier at home, and two, to speed up transplantation in the U.S., to look at the organizations that handle some of the organs. They're called OPO, Organ Procurement Organizations, and beef them up and have them answer to us and have them have more donors, and then to also pay for and help organ donors, especially living donors, which are our national treasure. These are our heroes, you know. So if you need or require an organ transplant and you have a brother or sister, they want to donate a kidney to you, that's the preferred way of doing a transplant. And they haven't been allowed to be paid for their lost wages and other issues. And with the stroke of the pen, he said, okay, I'll cover that. I'll help them, and let's get people off of dialysis. No one has made a change in the dialysis system since 73 when it first was invoked. And actually in 1984, Al Gore put the National Organ Transplantation Act into effect, and it hasn't changed since he put it into effect on the Senate. So really, this is welcome change to the U.S.
It's about time, and you know, and we're talking with Dr. Lewis Tepperman. You know, I look at this this whole setup here, doctor, you know, creating these new payment models. You know, it's kind of an incentive for treatment centers to modernize the whole system, the whole organ transplant system, because it'll call on Health and Human Services now to improve support for kidney donors, living ones, you know, such as, you know,
right,
maybe covering costs for child care and lost wages for living donors. I thought that was a key point of this whole thing, too, you know.
No, I have to agree with you 100%. We've been restricted and not been able to help them over time. Actually, there was a little part in the law that was written in 1984 that you couldn't have financial consideration for these organ recipients. And so for the president to say that he's going to cover the organ donors really is remarkable. And we can go further. You know, we can cover deceased donor families for death benefits or funeral benefits. One of the things that he didn't do, and I would challenge him and hope that he does, is there's a unique clause in Medicare which only pays for organ transplant medications, immunosuppressive medicines that prevent you from rejecting, that only pays for it for 3 years after the transplant by Medicare. And this should be a lifetime of payment. It doesn't make sense to stop it at 3 years.
Also, you know, you look at insurance, that has to play a role too. A lot of the experts I was reading, you know, a lot of the barriers for living donors, including the possibilities they would lose their life insurance if they didn't donate or face, you know, some of the higher insurance rates. And, you know, I know they weren't addressed in the signing ceremony, but, you know, I know, however, a bill in Congress that would prohibit the denial of coverage or increase premiums, and that when someone becomes a living donor there. Yeah.
Right. Jay, I think you're exactly right. You know, because these are our heroes, this is a national treasure. These people are altruistic in donating. They should be covered. They should never have their insurances go off. And we have the ability to do that and tell the insurance companies that no, they should not have their insurance rates go up. And in fact, it is a very small change, if any at all, in life expectancy after donating a kidney.
You know, and we're talking with Dr. This is a very important topic, folks. Dr. Lewis Tepperman, of course, Vice Chair of Surgery at North Shore University Hospital, Director of Organ Transplantation at Northwell Health, talking about the Trump administration and the pledge yesterday with this executive order to provide better access to kidney transplantation in this country. A very important step, and especially... Dr. Tepperman, I didn't know this, but when you look at the nearly, 100,000 or so Americans on the waiting list right now to receive a new kidney, the mortality rate for people with kidney disease, making it the ninth leading cause of death in the United States, I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah, most of these people die of their heart disease. It's associated with liver disease. Dialysis is a temporary measure, and so... 50% of people on dialysis at 5 years are no longer alive. So the best treatment of choice is kidney transplantation. And we have to go further and look at other diseases too. So his order actually is looking to improve the organ donation system in the country, and that would also help people who are waiting heart and liver and kidney transplants, and that's what we do at Northwell. We do all of those transplants, and he should increase the organ donation in the country, and this is a national resource, so we applaud him.
It really is, and think about this, folks. Of the 100,000 or so, as I mentioned, Americans who start dialysis every year, 50% die within 5 years. That's an alarming number. So, you know, this executive order, it's going to reduce the number of end-stage renal disease patients. I was reading Dr. Tepperman by year 2030. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 25%. That's a large number since, you know, kidney disease, you know, it's a growing public health problem. And it'll get worse because, you know, we know obesity is a known risk factor in all of this. And we know the problem that exists in that area as far as this country is concerned.
Well, as we age, as we get older, there's more kidney disease. And so you are right. These are threats to our national health, obesity being one, coronary disease, and certainly kidney disease. And kidney disease has other morbidities associated with it, especially heart disease. So this would improve people's health. Well, once you get off a transplant list and you get transplanted, your life expectancy is significantly increased. And so this would be the way to go for all these people waiting on dialysis. So it's a great first step. It's, of course, going to be the attention is all the devil, as they say, is all in the details. So we're waiting to see more of the details. It's up to our Secretary of Health to make this happen. But I believe this is a great step forward. And we're going to look at innovative moves now for the country, and he's looking to incentivize this. So this is great. And I think it's also important that people realize that going to dialysis centers is not the way to go. And unfortunately, the country has incentivized these centers. The key is to get off dialysis, not onto dialysis. So I think we're going to focus now on transplantation and improve the organ donor networks around the country and get people off dialysis. It's a great move for the country, and it's about time.
And I'll tell you this much. A lot of people ask questions regarding Medicare, Medicaid. I know the government spends a lot of money each year on patients with kidney disease, and it's I think it's a fifth of the spending of all dollars, Medicare-wise. So this particular order, I would imagine it will save money in the long run. It has to.
Yes, I concur with you. I think if you get, you certainly, when you take someone off of dialysis at approximately a year, 2.5 to 3, you're already saving money once they're alive and transplanted. So, and then they have their lifetime ahead of them. So staying on dialysis is very expensive. You know, probably $75,000 to $100,000 if you go to a dialysis center for a year. You're spending on that, and you'll recoup that if you transplant people at 2.5 to 3 years.
Now, North Shore, for people who don't know, North Shore University Hospital, you're talking about exceptional care when it comes to this, and I believe that it was named, wow, one of just three in the state, Dr. Tepperman, to earn a...
We're a five-tier transplant center. That's the highest you can be, so 5 stars. And yes, in the greater New York area, we're right up there. We're in the top, and there are only 3 total like us. So we are, you know, around New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, we are the best. We're very proud of that, and we have a great heart transplant center, liver transplant center, too, and pediatrics. So we are... The transplant center in Long Island and in the state to come to, and we're looking forward to doing more transplants. You know, we spoke about the resource of the living donor and how he's going to help them, incentivize them, pay for lost wages. More than 40%+ of all the transplants for kidney at the North Shore are done via living donation. And these people go, they leave the hospital in like 2-3 days, and they're back at work. You know, certainly within the first 3 or 4 weeks. So this incentive is going to help them and increase organ donation. And that's the best way to be transplanted, with a living donor.
No doubt. And let's not forget some of the other great work that North Shore does, Northwell too. You know, last month they opened the region's first liver transplant program. We read about that. So, you know, I tell you, we're making strides, no question. Hopefully more focus is put on it as far as the national spotlight. It's needed, and certainly what you saw yesterday was a major step. Well done, Dr. Lewis Tepperman. We thank you for a couple of minutes.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Happy to be back. Thanks.